Potters. Welcome to episode 197 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Hooray! Sorry for the short delay in this episode, folks. I'd like to dedicate this episode, or maybe not dedicate this episode, to over at Microsoft.
Because Microsoft.
Because their operating system and I apparently do not get along very well.
You guys really don't. There always seems to be a problem with you and Microsoft. And It just is.
Their stuff just doesn't play nicely with the things we use for the podcast.
Which is pretty much all the time.
Yes.
Oh, well.
But anyways, in the meantime, since I haven't really been able to use my operating system much, I've been focusing on working on cosplay.
Yay! You'll have way more cosplay updates than I will, so go for it.
All right. I have a pile of things to show, and for once it is not fabric.
Huzzah!
I do have a pile of fabric, but it is not next to me, because it is very nice satin. Because I went, and we'll be talking about this a little later in the episode, but I went couponing and got myself some new fabric for Athena's dress.
Yay!
It is not poplin, thank God. Not that there was anything bad about the poplin that I have, just that it is a bear and a half to iron. And to actually get wrinkles out, let me tell you, I can steam that sucker on the highest setting on my iron, and there are still wrinkles when I'm done. I do not like that fabric. I mean, it looks nice. It looks a little bit like a tablecloth, though. So I thought I would get something nicer. And I actually thought ahead and got matte satin, and not the shiny costume satin. Unfortunately, it clocked in at a little bit under 5 yards. So I'm either going to have to do some pretty creative piecing, or I may just have to go back later and get another cut. Because unfortunately, the last of the bolt had a remnant. So I'm going to see what I can do with it. If I can piece it, I'll piece it. If not, I may just have to go back and hope, because it is white, that it is the same dye lot. It should be. It's not an off-white. It's actually a solid white. So that is the pile of fabric that you do not see. But also, since Mother Nature saw fit to bless us with 10-degree cooler weather, I went outside and spray-painted. Hooray! So I actually have a necklace that is gold now and has gems and jewels on it. Huzzah! And I have bracelets that are very nice and very shiny gold. And they are also begemmed. Huzzah! I have 2 bracelets that are shiny and gemmed. Because I'm one of those people that can't stand asymmetric cosplay on myself. If other people want to do it, that's great. I want symmetry. So I made 2, even though she wears 1. Because I'm different. And also I have this, which actually turned out, you know, considering the detailing, really well. The contrast looks much better in foam than it does in styrene. You can actually see the upraised texturing. Unfortunately, some of my surfaces aren't quite flat, but that's okay. It's a prop. It doesn't have to be perfection. Which, if you would have asked me a couple years ago, yeah, I would have redone it because I was hell-bent on perfection, but not anymore. And speaking of non-perfection, I've been concentrating on using up scrap fabrics so that I can just get rid of the backlog of what I have. And so I've started to basically quilt leftovers to try and use them all up. So I had a ton of green fabric left over from previous projects, including Deedlit and a previous commission that I'd worked on. It's like, what can I make out of green fabric? Halloween costume! Yes, I will leave you to wonder which of the elven costumes I'm making on this pattern. Surprise, it's not Legolas.
Oh. Well, no, I guess it's 2 options.
Yes, I am making elven council robes. Because I always see people going around TRF and around Halloween, sometimes in these really magnificent, elaborate gowns, and it's just like, yeah, my thing's functional, but, you know, I've never actually really looked pretty. And I kind of want to look pretty. So I'm making just this nice, woodsy set of council robes, and of course I'm going to do my usual puffy paint embroidery, make it all fancy and bejeweled. I'm going to begem that sucker up.
Nice.
I've already got all my gems. I've got all the pieces cut out. I just have to quilt one set of leftover pieces into a bigger piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to line things like they should be lined. So I'll be working on that. And last but not least, this isn't quite cosplay, but it's kind of related because I might be doing embroidery for the first time.
Uh-oh. Gasp.
I'm making myself a flag for our camp.
Ah!
I've always wanted to make... It's not really a clan flag because I don't have a clan, but it's the same sort of thing. And the only thing I will say is that this is a hint.
It's very Celtic.
It is, because it is a Renaissance festival. But note the shape. The shape is very important because there will be three of these.
Mm.
And I may be embroidering a shape in the middle of them.
Oh, cool.
This was a pain and a half to make, thank you very much, because I always make templates for my stuff. I will not be embroidering this because, oh my god, that would take longer than I have between now and the time I will be using it.
You could applique.
I thought about that, and I actually have some, scrap pieces cut out so that I can practice
mm-hmm.
to see which effect I like and can do before the time comes.
Sure.
And so now I just have to find a piece of scrap fabric large enough to serve as the flag, because I don't want to go buy more fabric.
Gotcha.
So it's just a matter of, what do I have left that's large enough to support this? Because each of these are 6 inches square.
Mm.
I wanted to make them large enough to be visible. So that's what I have spent my last 2.5 weeks doing. I have been a busy, busy bee.
Yeah, clearly. Well, that's awesome, though.
Yes, I have been very, very productive, and my apartment is now a complete and utter horror show.
Well, that's usually how it goes. When you start crafting, just stuff goes everywhere. It's like, pfft.
I tried cleaning it up, and it very promptly went right back to the way it was, with things just in different spots again.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You just shift the craft stuff over, and it's like, oh, the mess is over here now. It's not over here.
Well, I genuinely actually put things back, but then I was like, oh, I need to start this new project. And then I took them right back out again, and they went back to their spots.
Nice job. Thumbs up.
So, yeah. Two thumbs up for me.
Yay.
But I got stuff done, and I'm using up a lot of spare fabric, which makes me very, very happy.
Good. Yay. That's always good to use up those scraps. Get rid of the fabric.
Yeah, I don't like waste. I really don't. And some of this was just like, well, I can either donate it or I can just use it up. Let's use it up.
Yeah. Get rid of it while you can.
Plus, I needed a Halloween costume. And as we know, cosplayers have the hardest time picking Halloween costumes.
Absolutely, 150%.
I didn't want to go buy something from Spirit Halloween. As much as I love Spirit Halloween, I did not want to go buy something else.
And I have to say, they do have a lot of neat options this year. I mean, lots
really,
of cool stuff.
Joann's has a surprisingly decent selection of accessories now.
Yep.
I almost went, when I was there to get my satin, I almost bought a set of fairy wings.
Just nice.
Like, hey, I could make a costume around this. No, the whole point of me using up my fabric is so I don't have stuff lying around.
Fudge it. Just do it.
When stuff goes on sale the day after Halloween, since that's a Friday, I may actually go pick up a set.
Nice.
But only when they're on sale, which we'll talk about later.
All right, well, I guess for me and my cosplay stuff, I haven't really done much cosplaying things as I've had to do a lot of vacationing stuff. So there's not much for me to share. I had to. It was a necessity, otherwise Val would go to the loony bin. So it was a had to. Anyway.
Okay,
fair, right?
Yes.
All right. So I have, I bought myself more fabric, because of course I had to buy myself more fabric. I don't know.
What kind of fabric is that? It doesn't look shiny.
It is not shiny. So this is really cool. It's from Dharma Trading Company. And every now and then they have this Damask batik fabric, which you basically, you're taking a batik stamp and then you're stamping the fabric and you get these really cool patterns and designs. So I got actually two of them. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to use it for yet, but they usually only have them in very limited quantities, and it's very rare that I get a chance to actually buy them. And I saw that these were available. So I was like, I'm going to buy them and I'm going to use them. I haven't decided what yet. It might turn into a really cool top, might be a nice wrap skirt, might be a
Gonna
dress.
say those usually look really nice as tops.
Yeah, so that's what I'm leaning towards. We'll see what the outcome is. But I mean, just even the nice gold and yellow on this is so pretty and it's so light. Oh, I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun to work with. So we'll see what I can come up with. As I get rid of fabric, I'm buying more fabric. It's the circle of life. It's great. And then the other thing that I wanted to share with you all, because last time I said I was talking about Mickey Mouse ears and I wanted to make my own. So of course I did. I made two sets for myself. I got a
Your Snow
ton.
White ears.
I know, they're great, aren't they? I even have a little apple here. I tried to make a poison apple, but I was not very happy with the result, so I ended up just making a normal apple. I got a ton of compliments on these ears, like at a ridiculous level. Some people were asking me what store I bought these at, and I was like, no, I made them myself because they're fancy. So there's a
And
little
no,
one
I can't
set.
take commissions because Disney.
Because Disney. Well, I could. I would just have to be very careful about how I promote these suckers. And then the other set.
Alternatively, you could sell the pattern for like $5
I
and
probably
tell people to
could.
make their own.
I probably could. So this is the other set that I made. This is Mushu from Mulan, which I paired with my Mulan dress. I got a ton of compliments on these too. Actually, a lot of the cast members were like, this is really cool. And if you can't tell, these are made out of craft foam, which was great. Made it very easy to pack because once I bent them in the suitcase, they unbent themselves. It was lovely.
And what are they sealed with?
They are sealed with the Hexflex, obviously enough, which worked out really, really well. I haven't had any problems with the weathering. And it actually rained a little bit while we were walking around with these on, so I didn't have to worry about the paint running or any of that stuff. So it came out really nice and well. Tons of compliments on both of these. Yeah, these were really fun, and I just want to make more. I have no reason to wear these anywhere else other than if one were to go to Disney or maybe a Halloween party.
You could wear it with a casual cosplay at a con.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of. Like, I could use my Snow White ears with two of my Snow White outfits. So, whatever.
And you could make some sort of casual mushu.
Yeah, I could make that happen. But yeah, I'm really happy with how these turned out. They're super uber cool and I like them and I want to make like 500 more for really no reason other than I just want to make more.
Also a great way to use up fabric.
Right, and that's basically what these were all about was just using up leftover fabric because I had so much of it. And I've gotten rid of a lot of it too and donated some of it out, but I also have so much of it where it was just like, what do I do with these things? And this ended up becoming, the challenge to myself of, okay, what kind of ears can I make that I can use up all this fabric for. And then the last thing that I'm going to show off is my one purchase that I thought was really cute. I've never had one of these in my entire sewing life, and I'm 35 years old. I got myself a little thimble of Eeyore. If it'll focus, it probably won't focus very well, but that's okay. I'll take a picture of it later and add it up because Eeyore is my favorite. I've never had a thimble in my entire life, and I've been sewing for how many years?
You know, it's a little ironic to have Eeyore on a thimble because the point of the thimble is to protect from being stuck by a pin, but Eeyore has to be stuck by a pin to have a tail.
Exactly. It made perfect sense the moment I saw this. It's like I need this in my life. It's simple, it's easy. I also do a lot of hand sewing, and especially with embroidery over time, like I prick my fingers a lot unintentionally, and this will be a nice saver for my fingers. So yeah, I actually got myself a little ear thimble. I'm so happy. It's dumb, it's silly, but you know what? This will become very handy with cosplay. I can assure you of that. That's it. That's all my updates. Yay! Pretty straightforward.
Although, speaking of Halloween, we're going to be doing an uber special Halloween After Dark episode because it'll be our 200th episode!
Yay!
Yay!
Spooky ghosts.
Yes, and we are calling for your guys' ideas and suggestions on what you would like to see us do or talk to in the show. And so, of course, we invite you guys, please email us or contact us on any of our social media, which, of course, you can see in the new location here on the screen.
Down over that way. Boop.
But please send us your ideas of what you guys would like to see us do or who you'd like to talk to on that episode. please keep them family friendly to an extent, because while this is our After Dark episode and it is not censored, please bear in mind that some of us actually have to work the next day. So please keep that in mind when you ask us to do things. You know, don't ask us to go get drunk.
Oh, Lord, no.
That sort of thing. Don't ask us to stay out until well after midnight. Like, you get the idea.
But yeah, 200th episode, and make sure also to check our post on Facebook. It's pinned at the very, very top. There's also a Q&A there that Amber and I are going to do, so fill that out. It's really quick. It's really straightforward. It'll take you less than a minute to do it. We don't even ask for your email address. We don't ask for anything, like, personal. It's just, hey, what question do you want to ask us? So fill that out, too. That'd be awesome.
Yep. It's basically the equivalent of an ask us anything.
Yeah! Q beans.
Indeed. And of course, if you guys would like to send in your favorite memories of the show or anything else that you would like to remember about the past 199 episodes of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay, 8 years worth of episodes, we fully invite you guys to send those in as well. You can send them in video or audio form.
The sooner the better, because Val has to edit all of it together and she's not going to have a fun, happy time if you send it in like the day before the episode releases, because then it ain't going to happen.
Yes, if possible, please give us a week's worth of lead time, because we also have day jobs.
Yep. Day jobs and then some.
Indeed. All right. So now that that is done, let's go ahead and move on to the main topic of the show.
Yeah. So our main topic today is how to make a budget for cosplay. Now, we know we've covered this before, and we know a lot of other people have covered this before, but usually a lot of the discussion is about, you know, clipping coupons. Here's how to save the money. We don't ever actually go into how to make a budget for your cosplay, which is such an important aspect in you saving money and ensuring that you can afford making your costume. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to actually make that budget.
It's actually one of the first things people probably should think about.
Yes.
Right after, what costume am I going to make?
Exactly. Especially for me, like, that's tier one is, okay, I know what I'm going to make. What's the budget for it? And how am I going to plan it?
Right. So once you've figured out, hey, I want to cosplay this character, and I know I'm going to need this.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you're probably going to have some idea of general materials. So maybe you won't know what kind of fabric, but you know that you'll need fabric. You know that you'll need something maybe to make armor out of, though not necessarily what it is yet. You just kind of have this general wheel turning moment in your head of, okay, I kind of think I can throw this together this way. That's where the budget process starts.
Think about your materials. I mean, you have to think about what's going to go into building your costume, including the tools that you need to make your costume, because maybe you already have it. Maybe you already don't have the tools that you need, because all that's got to be planned out into the cost of the costume.
Something else to think about. Do you have the skill to make certain parts of the costume, or do you need to outsource that as a commission to somebody else? It may end up being less expensive in the end when you factor in time and cost and materials and tools and than to just let somebody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who already has those tools and already has that skill and experience and maybe has the time to give. So the very first thing you should probably do at the start of the whole budget process is decide how much you have to spend.
Yes, absolutely. Like, take a hard look at what your income is or what your money is, like whether it's, you know, money from jobs that you work or if it's money that you earn from your parents from doing chores around the house. You know, how much money do you have that you can afford on your costume? And this is after you look at, this is where you have to be an adult. This is after bills. This is after food. This is after paying your rent. You got to think about this wisely. You know, how much do you realistically have to spend on fun for cosplay? And that becomes part of your budget.
Yep, that is the sum total of the money that you can spend as part of your budget. It doesn't include time. I mean, you can factor that into a kind of money costs. Like,
sure.
If you were to make a minimum amount per hour, here's how much it would cost me. But generally, the money is done separately from the time constraint. So decide how much in total you can afford to spend on that cosplay. And it doesn't have to be all at once. You can spread out your purchases over a longer period of time if you need to, but it's best to have a general idea of, here is my cosplay fund, so that you know how much you have to spend over that period of time, so that you try really hard not to exceed that maximum endpoint of whatever number you set.
Mm-hmm.
So from there...
From there, my next step for me personally is I write down every possible material that I need for this costume. Before I can start breaking down, you know, how much everything costs. I pop it on a whiteboard. Sometimes I make spreadsheets. You write it or type it in a way that works best for you and allows you to keep track of how the costume is going to progress. I know that there's an app too. There's a cosplay app. I don't know if it's Amino, Cosplay Amino or something like that.
There is Amino apps.
Yeah, there is one that's specifically for cosplay that is about tracking your materials and your budget and your creation process. I know a number of people use that as well as their means of budgeting.
Yep. And if you've made cosplay for a while, you can actually take the materials once you've written them down and make kind of a general guess as to how much it will cost you for that material, because you will have probably bought that material before.
Mm-hmm.
So even without sale prices, without couponing, without anything else, you have kind of a general idea of how much that component will cost you. And if not, now would be the time to start researching average cost for that thing.
Oh yeah.
Some places may cost more, some may cost less. Make sure that you account for shipping.
Yes.
Make sure you account for customs if it's coming from overseas, and also taxes if you have any.
And don't be afraid to comparison shop. You know, go to your local hobby store, go to your local fabric store, go online and check there too. Make sure that you get the most out of your money and your budget by comparison shopping.
And also make sure that you have a general idea of how much of each material you're going to need as you are looking how much it is per yard, per square foot, et cetera, et cetera. Because bear in mind that if you have a commercial pattern, the pattern will tell you how much fabric you need. Not everything has a pattern to tell you how much that you're going to need. So you may have to make a rough guess. And if you haven't made the thing before, you probably need to factor in a little of what we call screw up footage in case you mess up, because we all do.
I actually have that listed as one of my points, is add in an extra 5 to 10% to your budget to accommodate for mishaps or forgotten materials or, oh, whoops, my Dremel broke and I have to go get a new one. Oh, fudge. I need to get a new one.
Because I cut into the fabric I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, Murphy's Law happens, unfortunately. It is a thing. So you kind of have to have that little bit of wiggle room. If you're under budget, awesome. If you happen to have that 10% cushion there for just in case if something happens, you got that cushion. It's always good to have that buffer.
Yes. Definitely. Thinking back to all the times that I've messed up, something also to keep in mind as you are looking for your material and you're looking at the quantity that you may need, dye lots.
Yes.
Coloring are very important on materials that tend to come in that. So fabrics have dye lots. Colored foams may have dye lots. You want everything to be the same color. So ideally, you want to purchase an entire component all at the same time. It's not something that you want to spread out over time, even though you can spread out your purchases. Just each single component should probably be bought at the same time, just to make sure it's all the same color and it all matches.
Absolutely.
Including your 5 to 10% screw up.
Right. One thing I want to add to that is determining when you make your purchases, especially when it comes to your fabrics. Because some fabrics will go on sale at certain parts of the season. Like the warm season fabrics are not going to be on sale during the summer. They're going to be on sale during the winter and vice versa. So if you're making something that's meant to be a winter coat, you probably want to buy your fabrics when it's a little bit warmer out, because they're going to be on sale. They're going to be discounted. You get a better value for it. But you also have to keep in mind that those same fabrics are probably not going to be available in a couple of months. So you might want to buy a little bit more than what you need just to cover yourself in case you make an oopsie. But still, you can get it at for a much better value than you can a couple months down the road when it's winter season and oh hey, all the fur I need is now at full price plus 10%.
It's better to budget it at full price and then pay less than it is to budget for the sale price and then find out, oh, it's not on sale anymore. Especially for special fabrics or specialty items, things like, you know, Wonderflex. At full price, it's quite a bit more than, you know, 50% off.
Oh, absolutely.
Warbler is the same way. Some components just simply are rather expensive at full price.
And there's some things that were always going to be the same price year round, like spandex fabrics are always used throughout the year. It is very, very rare to find them on sale. So don't expect to get those at a discounted price unless you have a coupon available.
Generally, wigs are too. Wigs are pretty standard full price unless they happen to be running a sale. Speaking of sales, around the holidays.
Holidays.
Holidays are another time to look for sale prices. Again, make sure that you budget it at full price just so you're not surprised later. But excuse me, but you can get a lot of components, things like wigs, makeup, armor components, foams, gems, things like that, pre-made items. Typically will go on sale around certain holidays, at least here in the States, and some holidays also overseas, like Singles' Day. They tend to have a lot of sales around that time too. So that can also help save money.
I wanted to quickly read this comment from Allie. She says, I give myself a cosplay allowance every week. Even if I'm not actively working on something, I stash a little money to go towards crafts. That way I have a stash of cash to go to when I need it. That's a good idea too. Just put a little bit away each week so that way you've got plenty just in case.
That's also a great way to budget for conventions.
Absolutely.
Just put a little bit away, you know, have your special cosplay jar, put your money in there, don't take it out until you're ready to use it. And you have to resist the temptation of spending that money on something else. So there's always that. And of course, there are always the coupon things. Generally, coupons are pretty year-round, which is why we're kind of brushing over that a little bit, because pretty much everybody already goes, hey, don't ever pay full price for something. Get the coupons. You can't always depend on the coupons, honestly. And some places have pretty strict limits on the coupons now. So generally, even then, I would still say budget it at full price.
Always better to do that just to be safe.
Yep. Also, make sure if you can compare multiple places when you do your shopping. There may be some stores overseas that, even when you factor in customs and sales tax and such, may end up being less expensive. On the other side of that argument, also look at the quality of what you're getting and decide what you're willing to settle for. If you don't have as much of a budget, or if you think you can't really push yourself to spend anymore, you may end up wanting to use lesser quality components, lesser quality fabrics, standard things like foam instead of something like Warbler. You may also decide that you really do want the nicer stuff, so you may just end up having to wait to complete some parts of your costume until you build up, you know, the craft fund to purchase the nicer items.
All right, so for me, the next thing that I do is with my budget is I like to track it along with my cosplay progress. So every time that I purchase a material, I put a little check mark box next to the item or I fill in like half a square so I know, okay, I've purchased it. It's part of my material list. It's there, it's done. But it also allows me to kind of plan out the goals for my costume, like, you know, when to finish the wig, when to finish the pants, when to do the embroidery. Just keeping track of those milestones in conjunction with my budget kind of helps keep me in line with what I'm doing and making sure that I'm staying on target and that I'm not intentionally going over budget with last minute purchases, because that's a pretty big pit to fall into as well. It's like, oh my goodness, I forgot to buy all these things in order to make these accessories, and you rush to get it at the last minute. And you end up spending way over your budget getting these last minute purchases, either because you can only get it online, so shipping is enormous with the one day shipping, or you know, I can only get it at this one specialty store. I don't have any coupons for it because there's no coupons available. So having that list and keeping track of it with the progress of my costume helps keep me on track with my budget.
if you have something like this coming due around Halloween, that is the worst possible time to have a last minute purchase.
My goodness, yes.
Because a lot of costume accessory retailers just get swamped at Halloween because everyone makes orders with the comment, deadline of Halloween. Well, you would just be jumping in at the end of that line, which only increases the chance you're not going to get it by Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have anything that's specific to that, start way in advance if you can for specialty purchases, things like, you know, latex prosthetics and the like, things that have to be made. That also goes for custom fabrics.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll say, honestly, I don't track mine as diligently as Val. I actually don't start a project until I've bought all the components, because that way I don't have any last minute things to worry about. Plus, the way I tend to construct my costumes is that while one piece is drying or setting, I'm already starting work on another component. And to do that, to be able to switch around constantly, I have to have all of my components present so that I can be working on the entire costume at one time. Plus, that way, you know, I've already hopefully been within my budget and I don't have to worry about going over.
So one thing I also want to add to is it's okay to revisit and revise your budget as needed, because you may realize as you're working through your costume that maybe the fabric that you purchased is not quite right. You like it, but it doesn't fit the character or it doesn't fit the style that you're going for. And that's okay. Like, it happens. And it's okay to go out, get the right fabric that you need, and adjust your budget to ensure that you can get those nicer fabrics. Totally fine. It's just, the budget helps you not lose sight of what your limits are with the costume making process. And it may be that you realize, I want the nicer fabrics, but it's not in my budget. So you delay your costume a little bit in order to get those nicer fabrics. And that's okay too. Just keep in mind that all of it is very fluid and you can revise your budget as necessary.
And for those who were adults, you know that sometimes life just gets in the way.
Yes.
Quite frankly, whenever you're in the middle of trying to work on something, something else in life happens and you have to basically drop what you're doing and take care of that thing. Especially if it's family members. And sometimes that costs a little bit of money. Like, I was recently in the emergency room. I had to stop my purchases for a full month to make sure that I've built up the funds to take care of bills, because life happens and sometimes you take care of that stuff first. So just make sure that, you know, not only are you budgeting, but you're also able to reprioritize as you need to. It's okay if a cosplay doesn't get done by a certain con. You can still complete it for the next con.
There are plenty of conventions out there, guys. We promise.
There are more coming every weekend.
No kidding. It seems like every single time, because Cosplay in America always posts like a list of conventions that are going on over the weekend. There's like usually 20 plus every weekend. Guaranteed.
And it doesn't even have to be a convention. If you want to just go to an event, like a local festival, like currently there's a bunch of places having Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a suitable costume, hey, go wear it at Oktoberfest. It's not a convention, but it doesn't matter.
It's all fun to wear it.
Other people there.
Yeah.
If you have a local Renaissance festival, go wear it at the Renaissance festival. There's all sorts of places you can wear your costume still. It doesn't have to necessarily be at a specific convention. If something happens to delay it, it's cool. Asterisk. Also, make sure you budget to get into said convention if you're going to wear it at a convention.
Big asterisk.
Conventions are not free generally.
Right.
Budget for ticket too.
Budget for all the convention things that are going to happen.
You got your ticket, you got your food, you got your parking, you got your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Life's expensive, yo.
So, and now that we've gone over the process of how to make that budget, how do you stay on that budget? And a couple things that you can do. If you find that you're kind of wobbling back and forth and using that cosplay budget on buying other fun things, ask your friends and family members to help you stay on track. Like, have them be your reminder of, hey, aren't you supposed to be using that money to help, pay for your fabric or to pay for your new Dremel or for whatever thing is for cosplay? Sometimes just having that little verbal reminder of, oh, right, this money has already been allotted for, can help you stay on track and ensure that you don't spend extra money when you're rushing your costume at the end.
When you're building your fund from the beginning, something that you can do is, of course, if you put aside cash, you can put it in a little baggie and then take a reference pic of that costume and pin it to the bag to remind yourself, this is what that money is for. Not only does it remind you what the money's for, but it's also supposed to serve as inspiration. Like, I have this beautiful costume coming up. Get excited, get hype. And that way you keep reminding yourself visually over and over again that this is coming so that you can keep that motivation, keep that passion, and not just see the money behind it.
Right. If for those who have their who do all their banking online, more banks are making it much easier for you to kind of split your money so you can see like little allotments, like, here's your vacation fund, here's your cosplay fund. You can do that as well.
Or you can just put it on a prepaid card.
Yeah.
And then just add to it every so often and keep it as your cosplay fund.
The cosplay card.
Someone better get on that.
I'm sure somebody will.
Get your rewards points at cosplay retailers everywhere.
Sure, why not?
Some people would get so much free stuff based on how much you used to.
No kidding.
Typically, I don't have to necessarily worry about going over budget because I will have made a little bit more income by the time I get to the end of my costume. But at the beginning, that can actually be much more difficult, especially if I can't get to the sale price when it's on sale, if something happens, or if I look down and realize that I miscalculated my coupon that it actually expired 2 days ago or something. And it just means you delay the purchase. You just wait, you work on another part of the costume. That's what I had to do for Athena. I had to wait to purchase that fabric. In fact, I had to wait until a very particular sale with particular coupons came around because I knew exactly how much was left in my budget. And it was like, well, I can spend up to $50. Okay, well, I have to get 5 yards of this fabric for $50. I mean, that's less than $10 a yard because I have to account for tax. So it's like, well, I can either get, cheaper fabric, get the shiny stuff that's only like $5 a yard, or I can wait. I opted to wait.
And really, it also comes down to personal preferences too, because there are some people who are like, yes, I would rather have the nicer fabric. But then there are others who are like, I can make great things out of cardboard. Let me use the cardboard. It really depends on what you want to do and what your budget allows for. If your budget is only $50 and you can make something amazing out of cardboard, go for it. Use your $50 how you want to use it.
Yep, and something that we haven't really mentioned as much yet, I mean, we've kind of talked around it a little bit, is sometimes you don't have to make it yourself, but you also don't have to commission it. You can get a prefabricated item and just alter it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So if you want a cosplay sword, if you want just like a long sword, you can go to a place like Spirit Halloween, get a pre-made sword, and then just alter it, repaint it, craft a new hilt for it if you want to. You can always just change it around, and that way it's not quite the same cost in terms of time and money as you making it yourself. You didn't have to pay someone else to do it. You're just kind of adding on to something that already exists. And sometimes that's an option too.
There is a whole bevy of makers and crafters out there who just modify Nerf guns. You can do some amazing stuff with Nerf guns. Like, 5 seconds of Googling, and you will find a plethora of amazing things people can do with Nerf guns. And that is a great place to start if you want to modify pre-existing, fake foam weapons and turn them into something magical.
And I've seen some pretty insane closet cosplay. You can get pre-made stuff at Goodwill or at Salvation Army, those sorts of stores, and then stitch on top of them. Take them apart if you need to. Use them as patterns. Whatever you need to do to alter them, you can. There's nothing stopping you from changing a piece of clothing. It's not taboo.
And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is, as far as how to stay on top of your budget, is join a Facebook group or join a Discord cosplay group that's all about budgeting for cosplay. And people there will be happy to help you, to motivate you, give you tips, give you suggestions, make sure that you stay on track and you keep yourself within your budget and within your means. Sometimes that's the best way to do it. What was with that face?
All I hear in my head is, believe it.
Oh, man. I wasn't going for that.
Naruto meme.
Oh, man. After the Area 51 stuff this weekend? No.
I think that counts as demotivational at this point.
Just gotta believe in yourself, man. Do the thing. Just do it.
No, you can't say that. Nike will sue us.
I wasn't thinking just do it from the Nike perspective. I was thinking of it from the, oh God, what's his name? He used to be in Transformers, whatever his name is now. I'm tired and I'm still trying to work off NyQuil because I'm sick.
Okay, the listeners will fill us in.
They know exactly who I'm talking about.
I don't believe I have anything else to add.
No, really, other than, you know, it's your costume at the end of the day. You do you and you budget your way. But hopefully these little tips on how to create your own budget will be a great place for you to start when you work on your next project.
Indeed, Allie, you can do it.
It looks like do E.T.
No, please no.
Phrasing. Please no.
Get that HR stapler out.
Peek. It's a horrible stapler.
If you would like to discuss your budgeting process or tell us what cosplay you're trying to budget for, feel free to contact us via any of our social media, which of course you can find here on the screen.
Yay, down in the corner. Go us.
You can also email us podcast@cospod.org, where of course we welcome your conversation. Please keep them family friendly. Otherwise, we hope everyone's cosplay is going well. We hope everyone has a cosplay picked out for Halloween. And if not, we'll be talking about those shortly in an upcoming episode. Otherwise, we wish you guys happy cosplaying. We will see you guys next time in episode 198. Make sure to send in your episode 200 ideas and suggestions. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.